payroll payments doesn't use payments as a like module.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Is there another like product in HCM that uses that has integration with payments for back of storage and retrieval?
Okay, got it.
And I would have liked to pull someone from payroll right now, but they are, I believe they are everyone in India, so I may have to sync up with them later on. I mean, like, you know, like, I believe, like, Anta payroll is in India. Yeah.
Who's Anna Maria? Anna Maria is the one that we work with. I mean, she has some of the background of what we've been working with, right? So did you talk to her?
Camila, is she from support?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you get all of the latest information on everything that we covered with her before jumping onto this call?
Yes, we are interested in the
email. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Okay. So what summary did she provide you with on where the issue was left off?
That the workaround that we suggested is not helping you, and
which
we mentioned that the only way to have the bank accounts, the full number of bank accounts, is don't use the mask in.
Yeah, that's not a workaround nor an Oracle
suggestion, right?
So that's inaccurate, right? So I'm still trying to understand, Camila, what was the latest information that was provided to you from all the work that we've done with Anna Maria and the other, you know, SR owners?
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Okay, go ahead.
She mentioned that you have two OWCs and she provided some log files that she collected during the call. And we saw that issue, the B2T, well, the key issue in the log. So we suggested that you do the B2T test. That can be solved. But as you mentioned, that doesn't work.
We're checking that.
Okay.
So, across that area, so it looked like Lushman was able to guide Eric to that process be successful, and now Eric is running the payroll, getting the ACH, and being no allowed to see it.
Okay, we need to check that.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
To be frank, some of the aspects we are looking at are related to either some of the workarounds prior, even though they were recommendations or not, some of the workarounds prior and the fact that there were some errors in those workarounds. I believe somewhere, like, based on some suggestion or like, somewhere the execution job was prior. So that should not have been required at all. We don't recommend running the execution job also. But the fact that if we encounter some error, that's what we are also trying to look at, and we are, like, think that addresses like any issue with respect to that. But if there is an inherent issue on this functionality as such with payroll integration, then
your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Okay, so it's just like how is it supposed to work and what are
so just to give you a background. Eric, correct me if I'm wrong. So we had two other go-lives taking place January 1st of this year. Both of them did not have this issue, right? So
right.
Was the other client that did not have this issue. I think Oklahoma State University was another client that went live with payroll that did not have this issue. So this is not an issue anywhere else that we have implemented.
Right.
Yeah. Typically, yeah. It's FHP, and we have no idea why this is happening.
Yeah, and that is what is like, okay, that's the fact that you mentioned, and probably that was a surgical that may have been mentioned or told somewhere. So I was thinking that if at all there is some issue in, on the payment side, that will...
Yep, and you can... And sorry, if you look at the...
Please stay on the line, you'll be
transferred to an available agent. The 622 means it's checking. Here's the 9 digits of the routing number. And then it's only given the last 4 digits of the account number.
Okay. So what this clearly means is that whatever is the process, that is just wiring to the...
Goodbye.